This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. If you want to mail in your ballot, officials say this is the last day to do so and be certain that your vote will arrive in time. You can still register and vote in person at vote centers through Tuesday's Election Day. In Aurora this weekend, some voters turned filling out their ballots into a party of sorts. CPR's Kiara Damari has more.
This is our first ever Vote Mob, and Vote Mob is a celebration of voting, celebrating the habit of voting and the civic engagement.
Crystal Murillo is the executive director for Colorado's People Alliance and is a city councilwoman for Aurora, where the mob took place. There were stations set up for people to learn about the different ballot measures and to fill out their ballots.
We have organizations like partners with Count Me In. They do like nonpartisan plain language interpretation of these like big ballot measures that are gonna have a fiscal impact on our communities.
Once everyone had their ballots completed, they fell in line and walked to the ballot drop box together. I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
An updated food bank is serving people in Alamosa. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says it's been open for about a month.
This new building is a repurposed grocery store, and it's part of the San Luis Valley's La Puente Food Bank network. The group's Judy McNeil-Smith says it may be twice as big as the old pantry, or bigger.
I almost say triple. I'm trying to visualize because when you walk in, it actually is, it just looks so much bigger.
McNeil-Smith notes Alamosa's new pantry has room for an indoor waiting area and a paved parking lot instead of an old dirt one with a bunch of potholes. They're holding a ribbon cutting to show off the amenities on November 7th.
CPR's Dan Boyce reporting. This is CPR News and KRCC.